The Leo Frank Case, Inside Story to Atlanta, Georgia's Greatest Murder Mystery. Introduction to the Leo Frank Case, Inside Story to Atlanta, Georgia's Greatest Murder Mystery. The Frank Case was the first book ever written about the murder of Mary Fagan, a young worker at the National Pencil Company in Atlanta in 1913. The fascinating case includes murder, bribery, legal wrangling, prejudice, and the planting of evidence. Whenever possible, I have included photographs to bring the story to life. The complete audiobook is available at archive.org/details/LeoFrankCassiAtlanteGeorgiaGreatestMurderMystery 19132-01503, Chapter 1 of the Leo Frank Case, Inside Story to Atlanta, Georgia's Greatest Murder Mystery. Our telling of the events that occurred after the death of Mary Fagan, a 13-year-old worker at the National Pencil Company in Atlanta, Georgia, 1913, begins with Newt Lee, the night watchman doing his rounds. It was the early morning of April 27, 1913, and all was quiet, as usual, until Newt found something that frightened him and caused him to scurry up a ladder. Chapter 2 of the Leo Frank Case, Inside Story to Atlanta. Georgia's Greatest Murder Mystery, the Atlanta police received a shaky phone call from the night watchman at the National Pencil Company at 3 in the morning on April 27, 1913. He found the body of a young factory worker who was molested and mutilated and dumped in the basement. You can find more information in these two books. The Murder of Little Mary Fagan by Mary Keene, published in the late 1980s by the great-niece of the rape-slaying victim, Little Mary Fagan, June 1, 1899, April 26, 1913. Secret Relationship Between Blacks and Jews. Volume 3, The Leo Frank Case, The Lynching of a Guilty Man, censored by Jeff Bezos at Amazon during Black History Month, February 2019. Chapter 3 of The Leo Frank Case, Inside Story to Atlanta, Georgia's Greatest Murder Mystery. In Chapter 3, the police arrive and tell Leo about the murder of one of his young female factory workers. At first, Leo denies knowing her, but then knows that she was having a romantic relationship with a man that he fired a few weeks ago. Newt Lee, the night watchman who discovered the body, was arrested as an early suspect. The police and Leo investigate the scene of the crime. Another young factory girl, listen to the story to find out who, identifies the body. Chapter 4 of The Leo Frank Case, Inside Story to Atlanta, Georgia's Greatest Murder Mystery. To put the story in context, make sure you watch the table of contents, chronology, and chapters 1 to 3 before you watch this episode. This chapter relays the events that occurred following the murder. We begin with the worries of Mary's mother when she did not come home as expected, and end with the gathering of evidence for a conviction. Chapter 5 of The Leo Frank Case, Inside Story to Atlanta, Georgia's Greatest Murder Mystery. Chapter 5 of The Leo Frank Case, written anonymously in 1915, Atlanta is beginning to become aware of the heinous crime inflicted upon the body of a 13-year-old factory girl. The city became fascinated and extra after extra was printed to keep the citizens informed. There were other murders and events at the time, but the murder of Mary Fagan took precedence. The reasons were clear. This case had many facets, including bribery, planting evidence, conflicting witness testimony, and much, much more. I illustrate the scenes with actual images of the times and photoshopped imaginations of what a scene might have looked like. Whenever possible, I use actual people and places. I hope you enjoy the case as much as I do. Chapter 6 of The Leo Frank Case, Inside Story to Atlanta, Georgia's Greatest Murder Mystery. 1913 was a time of transition for our country, with horses and automobiles sharing the streets. A murder mystery focused attention away from the disruptions in daily life to a puzzle, whose solution wasn't immediately gleaned. The complexities of the Mary Fagan murder case were apparent from the beginning. The newspapers took advantage of the controversy to get the public hooked on the story. Extra after extra were published to keep the public informed. Rumors abounded. Speculation was rife. The Leo Frank Case was a book, published anonymously in 1913, relaying the facts. Margaret Huffstickler created the voiceover to bring this story to you. The images are brought to life with newspaper clippings from the time, available photographs, and photoshopped recreations. #LeoFrank #MaryFagan #Atlanta #Georgia #1913 Chapter 7 of the Leo Frank Case, Inside Story to Atlanta. Georgia's greatest murder mystery, Atlanta newspapers are following the murder of Mary Fagan on April 26, 1913, very closely. There are other deaths at the time, but this story captured the imaginations of the people of Atlanta. Extra after extra kept the people informed as the events unfolded. This chapter describes the first 2 days of the inquest with highlights from the newspapers and the testimony of local witnesses. This case has many twists and turns, and the audiobook presents many of them. The author has a non-judgmental style and describes much of what went on in vivid detail. The illustrations are created with imagination, historical photos, and newspaper accounts to bring the story to life. Chapter 8 of the Leo Frank Case, Inside Story to Atlanta, Georgia's Greatest Murder Mystery. Chapter 8 of the Leo Frank Case focuses on the testimony of the witnesses at the inquest on May 5th and 8th, 1913. Included are the findings of the grand jury. Leo explains in detail his activities on the day of the murder, but there are already inconsistencies. How does he hear her footsteps receding when she was wearing soft-soled shoes? He doesn't know her, but he knows the hue of the dress she was wearing. He identified her by her number, but he doesn't know her number. Keep watching these installments of a book written anonymously in 1913 so you can decide whether or not he was guilty. The only people who can be placed at the scene at the time are Leo Frank, superintendent of the National Pencil Company, and James Conley, janitor at the National Pencil Company.